Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
QP! QP3. Monty Poole coming up in an hour and 10 minutes. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the Warriors, and they get beat last night 124-112. We've spent a lot of time talking about the Pat Spencer decision of taking him out of the game with about 4 minutes left, and we can certainly...
There's something else we need to talk about.
Well, we need to talk about a lot of things.
There's a rat on my table brought to you by Echo Pet. 3-10 for Kuminga, and it wasn't the misses.
Yeah, we're,
what was going... The fumbles, the self fumbles.
I feel like we're dwelling on the wrong stuff.
Oh. What you got?
Well, Kuminga again, he's not in this one.
Well, for me, he is.
His agent was.
Yeah, that's a 9. That's too high, Evan. That was about 3. But
let's talk about Jimmy Butler. Let's talk about Jimmy Butler.
What would you like to talk about?
So,
Spadoni went there this morning.
So, Jimmy Butler, I think in that game last night, showed you that he's got some limitations.
Wow. Go ahead.
He's got a limitation.
I saw, yes.
And I was talking to Evan, and I was like, man, Butler was, whew. And Evan said, yeah, he was, you could tell his leg was bothering him. I don't care.
I'm with
you. That's the point. It's like, when he plays like that, who cares if he's hurt? He's going to be hurt. He's Jimmy Butler. Like, we've got to get used to there's going to be games where he's just not effective.
And I'm not saying he wasn't hurt, but the realization as they went down 22 and he was out on the court for a big part of that, a team with that length and athleticism ain't going for the okey-doke, as I call it, the pump fake. So it was a labor, the pregnancy offense, Steiny. And he dribbles the ball a lot. And it's dribble, dribble, dribble. I'm a go through the lane, come back like a windshield wiper. I'm a go, come back, and the ball's not popping. And I just, again, I'm not telling Warrior fans of Dub Nation and myself that we're better without Jimmy, but the style of play was different, and it worked to the betterment of the team.
We still
tell
think
me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
That ball was pop, pop, pop.
You know, talk all you want about last year. Talk all you want about last year. Are Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green playing at the level they were playing last year?
No.
Okay, so you're in big trouble.
But are you telling me the reason is because they got an 82-game slate, which is now 62, 61? Like, why? I need a why.
Because they're old. They're older. And we got to stop thinking they're going to be consistent like they were 4 years ago. That's what happens when you get older. You have more bad games than you did when you're a star.
And how about Jimmy aches and pains?
Exactly.
Exactly. I don't care.
It was unbelievable to me. This team got off to a 5-1 start, and people are like, we're going to the Western Conference Finals.
I was one of them.
We are not moving Kuminga, and oh my God, it's like, it's
that was
six
damn near
games.
All the host here.
It's six games into the year.
And Willard,
and they were just going to stay healthy for 80 games?
But not get hurt in the first 10?
Everything's on the table with the team this old.
Okay, so what about the dev? We got to start talking about our guy. I like
you know
him.
What?
Mike Dunleavy. What? Where's his hand in this? We got to start talking about the construct of this team.
Then get on Lacob. Get on Lacob. Because
he's the GM.
He's the guy who sets the agenda, which is anything and everything for Steph. If he tells Mike Dunleavy, look, they've been clear as a bell about what this is. It's a two-year window. And the thing is, they might find out before 2 years are up, they ain't got it. And when they believe they don't got it, they're going to start making moves. And they're going to get off this team. They have to.
Right.
That's what this... Guru, do you allow for the possibility that this team might not be great even if they're healthy, relatively? You said no, and I was like, okay. I'm not ready to say that yet.
Listen, if this ship is headed to that direction, there's going to be a move made, and Jimmy Butler is going to be a part of the move.
Guru,
you're
out of your mind. Who wants Jimmy Butler at $55 million a year when he is declining, when he misses a fourth of every game, and when he's so integral when he does play that when he doesn't play, you've got a completely different team? Like, I don't see it. I just don't with Jimmy Butler.
What's he got left on his after this
year and a half? This year and next, just like all the big three. All right.
So if it ain't Dunleavy, it's Lacob, though. Like I said, I saw in the goo cam, he was not happy. I felt it.
He was not happy?
Joe Lacob, like, he wasn't jumping up like.
You act as though because he's mad, he'll be able to get Giannis.
Or disappointed, because you can't be mad at anybody right now but yourself if you're listening to this conversation, but you got that.
Who's Joe Lacob mad at?
It could be himself.
He better be. Mm. He better be mad at himself. If he's mad at anybody.
I would be mad at my coach for yanking Pat Spencer out of that game. Right. I didn't like Evan saying, they lost by 12. But in real time, we all thought a miracle was happening.
When he made the Dirk Nowitzki, time was left?
I got it right
here.
They went up 106 with 454 left.
That's a lot of time.
454!
Here's the other thing. I'm watching the game last night, and this is one where I'd be like, don't you get it? Don't you guys get it?
Because you didn't type that.
This is what a lot of NBA games come down to. I'm sorry. You know, with 5 minutes to go, how many possessions does each team have at the five-minute mark? I'd say about 10 to 15.
All right. I was gonna
say that's called? That's called a pickup game. That's called a game of pickup up to 12, up to 11. And if you're where you need to be at the five-minute mark and you've got your starting lineup coming back in, it's a pickup game at that point. And guess what? You ain't beating the Thunder in a pickup game unless you're up probably seven.
Do you remember
how many times when the Warriors were at their height they'd be down nine with six minutes to go and they always came back to win?
Okay, so
that's who the Thunder are.
I'm gonna rest Pat Spencer for now. I need you to tell me, is it fool's gold? Was it a one-off? I saw the Thunder with Shea out there. Jalen Williams was getting his jersey retired to Santa Clara tonight. Why were the passing lanes and everything that the Thunder were trying to do, the Warriors were in their way? That tenacity defensively, collectively, forget Pat Spencer, it was on display. Was that just...
I saw a team that got up 24 or 22, wow. And I saw another team that makes the quote-unquote natural NBA run that sometimes gets you to six, sometimes gets you to four, sometimes gets you back tied, sometimes you even take a lead.
Yeah, up to four.
Right, and you still got 8 minutes to go. Let's go to, Tommy in Sonoma.
Tommy.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Hey, Steiny, you're right. Everybody's barking up the wrong tree. This team is a 500% team. I predict by the end of the year we're going to be 42-42 if we keep the same team. Look at OKC. They played us so tight on the three-point line, and we threw up threes. We had no time. Every team has figured us out. We live and die by the three-pointer. If we don't get Giannis, because we do not have a low-post game, if we get him, the three-point line is going to open up. We got to do whatever it takes to get this guy, or we're going nowhere this year. Thanks, guys.
I think he's talking about Giannis.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I'll take
Giannis time.
No, it's AD. Okay. Listen.
Yeah, how you getting them?
Stop. If Giannis tells Milwaukee,
he wants to go to New York.
Okay, well,
nobody wants to come to the Warriors.
You don't. Well, Jimmy did.
Jimmy did because they extended his contract.
But okay, hold on. If Milwaukee really looks in the mirror and says Giannis wants out, it ain't about Milwaukee wanting Jimmy. It's they have to take him almost. It's called what were you shrinking?
So Giannis, shrinking. Giannis
that
is going
to be the NBA version of shrinking.
Seriously, tell me you're kidding. I'm dead serious. Tell me you're kidding when you think the Bucks would be like, okay, the Giannis sweepstakes are on. Let's go get Butler.
And it would be
but
more.
Please tell me that
it would be a bunch of picks too.
Okay, and let me be clear about
this. If you're married to Steph or Bust, something's coming.
I'm gonna say right now, if you make a deal right now, and you or in the next month or two, and you do one of those deals that you thought about for the last year or two, where we'll get Anthony Davis, but we'll have to give up this guy, that guy, and three future firsts, I would not do that at gunpoint right now with where this team is. I can't imagine getting Anthony Davis in here. He goes down, and now all of a sudden you're not even a playoff team. And oh, by the way, how are you going to get back to being a playoff team with this old team and you don't have pay? I can't do it. Mm. I can't keep trying to convince myself of something that I don't believe is true, which is we're close to winning a fifth title for Steph. I can't. I'm out on that right now.
But it can't look like this into the end.
Somewhere else.
It can't look like this for Steph and the Warriors. This is not good enough. Like, that means something. And that's why Joe Lacob, again, I don't know, but from afar, it looked like he something else was on his mind. And I'm wondering, Steiny, this is not it. Shout out Michael Jackson. This is it. This is not it. So
how much, and here's the other thing.
What you do.
Do you blame Steph Curry at all?
Nope.
Okay. Keep in mind.
What would I blame him for?
For getting hurt. For not being, like, I get it. He's a great guy. And he's not turning money down. All that kind of thing. But when you're paying a guy 62 and he's not playing enough, how do you get over that in the 25? He's on a pace to miss 30.
Like he missed 30. Okay,
he's
okay,
on a pace to miss 30.
But he has it.
But that's the thing. He's going to miss 9 of the first 25. And let me guess, Goo, you think you're sitting there saying, but he'll play 48 of the next 53. Maybe he will, but I can't count on that anymore.
He's just so far from your problem, though, man. And he's not going anywhere.
I actually disagree with that. I'm not saying he is the problem, but he's part of the problem because his greatness has put you in this spot. It just has. You've made all your decisions based on what your strategy was, which is everything for Steph and that fifth ring. And now it's landed us here. What are we doing? What are we going to do?
I got to back up. This dude, his steal is a cheat code. Steph Curry at 37. He has not been figured out. The Denver game, i.e. the San Antonio back-to-back games, and his responsibility falls on ownership, the GM, everybody in charge, that this is what you're putting around him.
We're
for
still
the last
there.
Round.
We're still there.
Because had
we're
he been old and decrepit or was showing age the threads were on the tires,
right. See, now I, gotta
I
do
would
it.
Call a spade a spade. Steph is not the problem. He's the only reason we have hope. Okay. So let's get something better around him.
And when's he going to play?
We did that with Jimmy.
Okay, and how often do they play together?
Stoney, look at the log last year. Missed games is not a problem. And I can't take you, I can't Mutombo you now because he's out now, but his availability is not an issue.
Steph Curry's availability is not an issue. Okay. Well, then you know what?
That's why you lost the playoffs.
Full steam ahead then. Full steam ahead. Then you're not willing to trade. You're not willing to change your strategy at this point, which I understand. Maybe Dunleavy and Lacob aren't either, but.
what's around him is obviously not good enough. And we've seen this. And I was late to the party. What's around him is what's wrong with this team. Say that, and you know it.
You're relying on a 37-year-old guard. That's your issue, Golden State.
What about his help?
He doesn't play enough.
Oh, Steiny, stop. When he's averaging 27 points.
That's great, Goo, but look at the efficiency numbers. You know, like
they're not that. If you're good, judging him against him in years past,
right,
I'll listen,
right, Goo? Because you don't think there's a difference
the
between shooting 40
not from here to the street from the Empire State Building,
and that's what you think. And why are they 11-11?
Get him some inside presence. Okay. Get him some wings. Get him some length. God. I'm serious.
Okay.
Yes. This is not about Steph. It's about what he
whatever
does,
you do.
Around
whatever
him.
You do, don't fault Joe Lacob or don't fault the organization for building around a guy who's going to play 50 games this year.
Well, what you
get
built
off me for that?
Come on, Steiny.
Oh yeah. Oh, now we're surprised.
The foundation.
That Steph might not be healthy this year.
I'm not saying that's all you're doing. That I'm telling
so
you,
what
it's
you
obvious
expect?
What's around him. What's around
so
him
you
to
have
be
a,
better?
You have a guy who's been hurt twice already this year.
Those are baby hurts. Come on, Steiny.
Okay, well, he's going to miss 9 of the first 25. 9 of the first 25.
But when he comes back, I know what I'm getting.
For how many games? Why can we not just be honest?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
About, it's different, like, why can't we just be honest? He's one of the greatest players of all time.
Still.
But he doesn't play as much as he has in the past. And because he's one of the greatest players ever, when he doesn't play, you're just totally different. It's like a different team.
Well, what am I
everybody,
missing?
What are you missing? How do you go? How do you develop continuity?
I don't even need to answer.
Okay,
you know the answer to that. Why are you being so sometimey on his current stint on the IL as to him not being available?
Hey,
and last year, and he got hurt in our season,
tell me he's not declining. Keep saying he's not declining. Seriously, keep saying it.
It's not.
And you can say it about Butler and Green and Curry, and you wonder why we're 11-11, but you're like, boy, I thought the Stars would be great.
He's still
a top 10 player
in the league right now. Today.
Okay, that's your opinion. Yeah. But what does it matter if he's not playing 10 out of 25 games?
It's like you're being Helen Keller to what's around him is not impacting his team.
He doesn't play enough.
That's not why they're 11-11.
He doesn't play enough to build around right now.
That's not why they're 11-11. We got stiffs around him, and you know it.
So Curry's missed, he's missed 6 games. They're 2-4 when he's out. That has nothing to do with them being 11-11?
That's an indictment of you have nothing around him.
All right.
And when I'm out, we have no chance.
You want it both ways. That's fine.
No.
You're
telling me something that's shining is gone faded. It's not.
How are you going to go get a player when Curry makes 60-plus and Butler makes 58?
If I knew how, I wouldn't be sitting across from
you.
You can't do it. But somebody's job is to do it and figure it out.
They did the job already, and the job was getting Butler. And now they got Butler, and now people are like, let's move off Butler. Okay, good luck with that. Nobody wants Butler.
But Steph is not the issue.
He is part. So you don't think he's any part of the issue?
He's at the bottom of my list.
Okay,
averaging 27 a game, and doing this with his top. He'll never say it. Let's take the Band-Aids off. What's around him is not sufficient enough.
I'm sick of hearing that. He's 37.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Hey, got it. Matt Jones.
Well, if you're worried about What's around Steph Curry? He's going to have some help on Thursday because De'Anthony Melton is expected to make his Warriors season debut on Thursday after, of course, sustaining an ACL tear a year ago. So, makes his return, De'Anthony Melton. Welcome back. That's for Sham Sharani of ESPN.
All right. What's needed? We'll see.
Yeah.
We can't hurt, right?
It's a two-year window.
Pat Spencer just lost minutes.
Actually, that's true.
It was spots, too.
Let's go to Tim and Raleigh. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Timmy.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, if you guys could please do this, and maybe ask Monty Poole, or either if you can go back to about 3 months before Bob Myers retired, and he said in that press conference that, yeah, I can go get a big man and we can get one, but it doesn't matter if they're 7 feet or 8 feet. If the coach is not going to play him, it doesn't matter.
I remember
that. He said that a couple of times. He said, so, guys, there has been a shift in the philosophy on this team. Guys, we have 8 out of 15 players who are 6'4 of under. And you guys play basketball. We've all seen it. Guys, there are high school basketball teams bigger than this team. And I don't know what the philosophy change happened. So you guys, I hear y'all talking about Lacob and Dunleavy. Guys, Bob Myers gave y'all an inside peek when he said that. He said, what does it matter if I get a 7-footer, 8-footer? If the coach is not going to play him,
right,
it doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
So there has been a philosophy change here that this is the way to go. Guys, we just did an alert for another 6'1 or 6'2 guards. We got 8 of them. So, Goo, when you're talking about what's around the team, this team has been built in a way that Dunleavy and Kerr wanted to build it. Guys, 8, I have never seen. Guys, they look like those little kids that play at halftime on the court. They look like toddlers out there when they're playing these NBA players. This is borderline neglectful. I've never seen anything like this. 8 players, 6'4 of under in the NBA? So, guys, I mean, but Jimmy Butler is playing power forward. Draymond, who is old as dirt, that probably needs to not be doing this, he is the starting center, looks like forever. And this is a philosophy change that happened. I would love if y'all can get that press conference, and I would love if you could ask Monty Poole, when did this happen to where we legitimately went away from any type of big man? Yes, I know we tried with Wiseman. It was a fail. But, guys, there's been other chances, and we haven't even tried to bring them in. So, please, Bob Myers gave you the inside look. Maybe it was the philosophy changing back then that probably led to him maybe leaving and realizing, you know what, this is not going to work. Maybe he did want to go a different type of route and see which way the NBA was going. But, guys, I can tell you, y'all see what I see. Yes, we could pack in a zone and get in the passing lane. But, guys, drive down the middle, throw the lob, and the big man is going to score with ease. Chet Holmgren did it. Klingon does it. Everybody has done it who plays the Warriors. Like, we are not set up to compete with teams in this league right now.
Tim.
And so we can sit here and argue whose fault it is.
Right.
But Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr put this team together this way, and they knew that they were going to have 8 players at 6'4 of under.
Appreciate it, Tim. And, you know, the directives come from Lacob. This is from Super Chat, Alan Day Sr., $5. This is from the YouTube chat. Golden State Warriors have no identity with or without Steph. That's a coaching problem, not a player problem. This team started to die the moment they leaned into Kerr. Okay. I get that Steve Kerr right now is probably in a transition period. But, I feel like when Joe Lacob says we're close to a title and we can win another one for Steph, that is a strategy, obviously, and they're going to go down that road. Well, that means they're going to lean on veterans. The minute we're ready to turn the page, Kerr's got to go. I mean, I really think he's got to go. Yeah. I do
but
not
the page
want
has not been turned yet.
Because the owner And the fans, to a large degree, are still married to the Steph Curry.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't have a guy on your roster over 6'7".
They got Jimmy Butler.
I mean,
and now he's not enough. So what does that tell you also?
Yeah, but I'm disappointed because Jimmy's getting paid a lot and he's not bad, but he needs to do more. Maybe he's not capable at this age, but I will say this. That was interesting what Tim brought up and has made the internet the rounds. Bob Meyer said what he said, and he basically put it in the coach's hands of, I could get you size, but if the coach is not going to use the size, what good is it? And that let me know, the coach has some power.
Yeah, they're still operating under their system from 5 years ago,
thinking
it's going to work, and maybe it won't.
But you got to do an Apple update.
888-957-9, there's not going to be 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are 11-11. It's a 2-year window. Are we in the beginning of this thing? The end of this thing? You tell me. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. And don't forget, Monty Poole coming up in 40 minutes. That's at 12:30 NBC Sports Bay Area. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.